Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Cholin Daf Lama Beis Cholin 32, and today's Daf Yomi, our Mishnah on Lama Beis Amud Aleph discusses the psul, the disqualification of Shia. Shia means pausing. That is one of the five disqualifying acts of a slaughter that we know that there are five acts. Shia, Drasa, Chalada, Grama, Ikor, which we learn from Moses at Sinai and passed down by oral tradition that whoever makes one of these disqualifying acts has disqualified the slaughter. And one of these disqualifying acts is if somebody pauses in the middle of a slaughter. This is called Shehia. And so our Gemara discusses what is the length of time that is necessary for it to qualify as a Shehia and thereby disqualify the slaughter. So says our Mishnah, Nafla Sakin, let's say the knife would fall out of his hands in the middle of the slaughter, Vihigbia, and then he lifts it up, or Nafu Kalev, or maybe he wears a garment on part of his body and it falls down in the middle of the slaughter, Vihigbia, and then he lifts it up and then continues with the slaughter, or Shehishliz Esasakin, or if the person, the slaughterer, had sharpened the knife, and as part of the process of sharpening the knife, he got tired, and therefore Bachavero, his friend, comes along the Shachat, and he slaughters. In all these cases, Imshakade Shchita Psua. If he slaughters for the amount of time it takes to do a slaughter, it's going to be disqualified. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's Imshakade Bikor. If it's not the time period is not the time it takes to do a complete slaughter, but the time it takes to do a complete checking of the knife. That is what is the necessary time in order to disqualify the slaughter. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, my kidei shchita? What does it mean, the time it takes to do a slaughter? So in this context, says Rav, kidei shchitas behema acheres, the time it takes to slaughter another animal. So that's the time. How long would it take you to slaughter a different animal? That's the time that we consider to be pause that's disqualified. So that's a pretty long amount of time to pause. So says Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, Rav. So that Rav Kahana, Rav Asi asked Rav, when you say this, are we talking about Kadesh Shchitas Behema Lebehema? The oaf, la'oaf, odoma af behema la'oaf. When you say the amount of time it takes to pause to slaughter an animal, are you talking about if you're slaughtering an animal and you pause the amount of time it takes to slaughter another animal? Or if you're slaughtering a chicken, the amount of time it takes to slaughter another chicken? Or maybe for a chicken, even the amount of time it takes to slaughter an animal, which is much, it takes much longer to slaughter, for example, a cow than a chicken. So can we apply that length of time to the other one? So Rav said back to Rav Kahana Ravasi that he, his uncle was Rabbi Chiya, and when he said, when I learned this halacha with Rabbi Chiya, I didn't feel confident enough to ask the question. I wasn't confident enough with my uncle to ask him this question. We see, by the way, here, parenthetically, tangentially, that a teacher must go out of his way to make the students comfortable enough to ask questions, whatever they want. Because imagine if Rav would have asked Rabbi Chiya the question, he would have been able to get the answer, but he didn't feel comfortable enough. So the Gemara brings a dispute about this matter. So we learned, Amar Rav, Kidei Shchitas Behema Behema. So Rav says, Rav's teaching is that the amount of time it takes to slaughter an animal is the amount of time that shehia, that pausing, disqualifies for another animal, and chicken, and oaf, and a fowl for another fowl. And Shmuel says, no, afilu behemel oaf. Shmuel is more lenient. Shmuel says that even the amount of time it takes to slaughter a full animal is what you can wait for a fowl. V'chein ki asa Ravin, amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu behemel oaf. And so too, indeed, when Ravin came, he followed Shmuel's lenient ruling that for a fowl, you even have the amount of time it takes to pause to slaughter a larger animal before you're disqualifying it. Rabbi Chanina Amar Kedeshiyevi Behema Acheres V'Yishkot. His opinion is, Rabbi Chanina's opinion is, no, the amount of time to bring another animal to slaughter. And the Gemara is astonished by this. You're going to bring another animal, even from the other end of the world? If that's the case, it's all relative. How imkein natata dvarecho shiurim? That's the case. You've established that it's just a relative time. It's not objective. So says Rav Papa, no, we're talking about a case. We're talking about that there's an animal standing there. Ha'omedes lahatio ika benayo. So no, the distinction that we're talking about is that there's an animal that's next to you, and we need to throw it down on the ground in order to slaughter it. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we just take the time for pausing that it takes to do the actual slaughter. Whereas Rabbi Chanina says the time it takes to throw the animal down and slaughter it. So then the Gemara said, we said Amri b'Ma'aravin, we said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, kidei sheyagbiena v'yarbitzena v'yeshkot. The time it takes to lift it up and then crouch down and then slaughter it. And also they made a further distinction that for a small animal like a sheep is the time for a sheep, and for a large animal for like a cow, even for a cow. And then Rava taught one more principle here. He says, Hashochi b'saken ra afilu kol hayom kuak sher, that if somebody's slaughtering with a bad knife, that as long as they're not pausing, they could be slaughtering with a dull knife, going back and forth the whole day, but as long as there's no actual pause, we're not going to disqualify the slaughter because there is continuous motion. The poskim discussed the question. The Panim Meiros discusses, he was once asked about a person who slaughtered a fowl, and his friend was holding the bird at the time of the slaughter, but when he slaughters it, he also cut the finger of his friend. So he asked, is that going to be disqualified because of Shehiyah? Maybe that's going to fall within the category of, since he actually paused when he was cutting his friend's finger, because by definition you're not going continuous action if you're cutting your friend, so maybe this is going to be disqualified because of the prohibition of Shehiyah. And he says, no, this is not going to be considered Shehiyah, because we could say that since we know by a fowl, you not just need to cut one siman, you either need to cut the trachea or the esophagus, so we could say that it's, since we know that when you cut both pipes, you're not necessarily pausing, it's just part of the continuing process. And so therefore we see that this is also part of the continuing process of the slaughter. And so therefore, as long as it's part of the continuing process, even if you end up cutting your friend's finger, it's not going to disqualify the slaughter, and therefore it's going to be a valid shlita. Even though today we are strict and say any pausing whatsoever, we actually disqualify the slaughter. We don't wait for the lengthy times that are described in the Gemara. We disqualify it on any amount.